Parable Rajan is made of said, some of the description of India, but this, in my mind, part of it, but also just the emptiness. I find this morning's, after meditation, reflection to be peculiar. It seems to have a very Western phallus to the right. I mean, I just don't quite get that. At the retreat, I don't look at the translation, but I mean, I find that a little odd. The reflection on the requisites you did this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how everything is touches the body and it's disgusting, but you know, meanwhile, it's got empty in there. I mean, it seems to me have a very Western kind of, you know, self-hate for the body or something. I don't know. I just don't know if you know anything about Pali or if you know anything about that. We don't reference where it comes from, so I can't look it up even like Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation or anything, but it seems to be very...
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, actually. I know it's in the Thai chanting book, and like in terms of like Ajahn Buddhadasa's chanting book, but I don't know where the tradition of that chant comes from. It's not. But I think that, I mean, it's certainly worthy aspects of reflection in the sense of you know, all things are elements, and then I think the aspects of there's not a like a self-existent being within that. It's certainly a worthy reflection, and then the I don't know, maybe it's just in terms of translation how it. Comes across a bit, a bit strange, but also the reality that they these various requisites that we rely on are you don't have to wash your clothes until you wear them, so you know, stuff like that, or you can enjoy the look of the food until you start chewing on it. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of realities, but it might be the way that it's translated or presented that it has a jarring sort of quality. Or that might be the kind of the intention is to jar us.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time we've chanted that here, but we chanted it frequently in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's... Yeah, I quite appreciated the chanting this morning. I guess the one thing one of the reflections that I find in it is that, yeah, you start reflecting like that, and it's the body is what defines both attractive and unattractive. Mm-hmm. The requisites are attractive because they're useful to the body. Then when the body uses them, they're no longer attractive. So that whole thing is just in relation to the body. And that's so the emptiness is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not anything in and of them, you know, in and of themselves, but if you have a human body, you look at things according to the way that body needs them.
Mm-hmm.
So
part of the discrepancy though is the body is also empty. I mean, that's sort of like, it's just sort of like, okay, we're framing it a certain way.
Right.
That was sort of, because I found the same experience reading that. It's like, okay, it's a contradiction, but it just seems like I don't know, Gungpo was saying, like a skillful way of framing it with a grain of salt, like totally acknowledging what's the word I'm looking for, the paradox or the lack of continuity between what they're saying in there, like, you know what I mean?
The meaning of the English translation kind of has a different feel than the Thai translation.
Yeah.
Like, the robes are not a soul. Like, for me, that doesn't mean much. But, like, in the Thai translation, it's like, they're not part of yourself and they don't belong to you.
Right.
In the Thai translation.
Right. Yeah, it comes across, not so, and it isn't sort of a, you know, there's it in the fundamental life principle within it. And, yeah, and it doesn't... it's a bit clearer in the Thai, you know, in terms of how it feels.
It's interesting you phrase it that way, because my sort of coming to spiritual practice was a near-death experience. Yeah. And you know, we were coming out of my body and looking down at my possessions, and I started laughing, like, how could I have thought that those were who I am? Right. So I guess at some really deep level, we actually do believe the, you know, clothing is part of our
things
soul.
Things that we use and chase after them so we can possess them and have the things that sort of aggrandize and sort of self-aggrandizement through the possessions that we have. You know, there are many elements of